If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Pat Welter from WRAL-TV5 is joining us. He's with the Wolfpack. We're sort of grabbing him in between assignments and interviews. How much of this experience are guys soaking in, and how much of this experience are guys out here looking to prove a point?
I think one way to put it, Adam, is something Kevin Keith has been saying all week, is they're here to have fun, but they're also here to be business and to win. And I think, you know, seeing this NC State team play, been to their games, cover them like you and I have, you know, like, this is a loose team. Like, that's their personality. They take the personality of their head coach. They take the personality of their star player, DJ Burns. So, yeah, I think they're embracing the moment, having a lot of fun on these, like, early media days. You know, like, you know, DJ Burns is now like a circus around him. You know, he's a cult of personality. So that's a lot of fun. And, you know, they're getting the same questions every round, because everyone's like, every round is writing the ultimate definitive story on this story, because it's incredible and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, it's just an incredible story. At this point, and I haven't necessarily seen DJ in commercials, but he's like, it's like NASCAR. This guy could be every, he's like a walking billboard at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all knew it. Like, as soon as you saw this guy play, I mean, I remember when he transferred here, and it's like, okay, who are these guys Kevin Keith brought in? They got a big guy from Winthrop. I hear he's got some touch. And then you see him play, and you're like, oh, okay, he's like that. And it was immediate, like, okay, you can see it now. Like, Barstool Sports finds this guy in March, he's going to go viral. You know, he's the lovable big man. You know, it's one of the classic characters of March. And now we're finally getting that moment for them, because last year's team was, in some ways you could argue, better than this one, certainly more high-end talent. And so, you know, but you got a Turquoise Grant-Smith who's in the NBA, Starkville Joyner. I mean, that was a really good team that just ran into a tough matchup with Creighton. So he didn't get that moment in the sun, and he's getting it now. He's funny, though, because he is, like, as much as he loves the spotlight, he also is trying to play it down. Like, some of his teammates are like, yeah, I mean, he's the same guy I've always known. You know, he's also getting off the bus last. Like, he knows he's the main attraction, too. So he's kind of walking in both ways of the street.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
He's just fun. And I think people gravitate towards fun players, fun people. I think his demeanor is very humble, and he also understands that he's kind of representing the school. Like, he's in a unique position to have all of this spotlight. And I think for the most part, all college athletes, it's new to all of them because they can do so much more. It is very cool. Pat Welter is joining us, WRAL-TV5. He is, I assume you're somewhere inside State Farm Stadium as you get ready to continue doing what you need to do. DJ Horn, you could argue, though, is if NC State is going to win this game, it might not necessarily be because of DJ Burns. It'll be a DJ Horn or a Casey Morsell to provide enough offense away from the basket so they don't have to rely on DJ Burns.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's kind of twofold, right? Like, it starts with DJ Burns, but it doesn't necessarily have to end with him. Where the possessions go through him, right, but then he's going to get doubled, and he's become so good at passing out of that. But that's yep. the thing that's been different about him this year is his efficiency out of those doubles has really been off the charts. And you're right. It might be DJ Horn, and it might be also a cumulative effect of the others, you know, that Shaq always likes to talk about. I think Kevin Keats really nailed it on the head during this run. He's like, as great as Turquavion and Jarkel were last year, if those guys weren't on, we went as they went. Whereas with this team, there's so many guys that are stepping up, whether it's Casey Morsell, Mohamed Diarra, Michael O'Connell. I mean, you know, we're not here without Michael O'Connell's banked in three against Virginia. And something I was reminded of after the ACC championship was this team, as much as it reminds everyone of 1983, also reminds me of UNC from 2 years ago, which was a team
right.
that barely made the NCAA tournament, but clicked in with their roles and had guys step up each round, whether it was off the bench or like in Dontre Styles against Baylor, or if it was, you know, Brady Manek going nuclear from three. And this team in a lot of ways is really similar, where they're a role definition team. And in modern college basketball, you know, this kind of team can win in March.
Yeah, and who is that out of nowhere guy for you other than, I mean, because it might be Mo Diarra, right?
I just talked to Mo Diarra a couple minutes ago. I mean, and what a story, right? Like, everybody knows yeah. it now. You know, he's fasting, you know, for all of March, for Ramadan. And, you know, I was joking with the trainers. I'm working on a story about it. And they're like, yeah, at this point, like, you know, even if Ramadan was over, they're joking, like, you almost want to keep the routine going because he's so used to it and it's working. But, I mean, like, just think of, like, this team, all these guys appreciate being here so much. All of the starters are transfers, including right. Diarra. Like, this is a guy that's from France, played soccer, went to junior college, Garden City Community College, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Had to transfer to Missouri and is here and is now. I mean, I think I could argue he's their best NBA prospect.
I agree.
You know, 3-and-D stretch four that, you know, his three-point shot's getting better. I mean, that's incredible. So it's just like, pick a guy. You've got a story, and we're cranking them all out here in Phoenix, me and Casey Hintz, because, you know, this is we're trying to follow up the best one of the best sports stories ever told with 1983 with 2024.
Pat Welter from WRAL-TV5 is joining us here. That's right. He grew up playing soccer. I'm curious. Do we know? Is he a PSG fan? Does he have a team in Ligue 1 he roots for? Does he have an EPL side? Now I'm curious because I've.
Hey, I'm Tim Donnelly from 99.9 The Fan.
And I'm Brian Murphy from WRAL News. Sports betting is finally legal in North Carolina. Getting to this point in this state wasn't easy.
How it happened is a backstory worth telling. And that's what we're going to do in a new season of our podcast, A Brief History of Triangle Sports. The podcast is out now.
Follow A Brief History of Triangle Sports on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, or on YouTube.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Yeah, you're the soccer aficionado more so yeah. than me. I covered Orlando City in the MLS, so I'm not going to pretend to know there. But, I mean, you know, his French accent is thick. I have to ask him the next time I'm out there because I'm sure, you know, he gets the same questions every time he's out here, you know, about fasting, about what changed.
Right.
I'm sure he'd love to talk about some soccer.
So somebody needs to go ask him, is he mad that Kylian Mbappe looks like he's leaving for Real Madrid? I just need to know.
I'm taking notes.
All right. Pat Welter, enjoy the ride, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, we're about to head out to open practice here. So another big day in Phoenix before the big game tomorrow. Thanks for having me.
Hi, thank you. Pat Welter here.
So the reason I chose William Peace was because of their stellar game design program. It's very rare to find a game design program in the United States at all, let alone North Carolina. And this place seemed like the right place for me for where I wanted to go and the connections I could make within the program.
Turn your hobby into a career in one of the highest paid professions in the country with William Peace University's Simulation and Game Design program. Master design, 3D modeling, and programming in a state-of-the-art space with the latest and most remarkable technologies available. Find out more at peace.edu.